News. I'm Jim Bertel. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is returning home after a one-day summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Before leaving Russia, Kim said the candid and meaningful talks were about promoting peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula. Journalist Yevgeny Baranov has been covering the summit for VOA via Skype. He says the meeting was a chance for the two leaders to get to know each other.
Well, the major outcome of the meeting is actually an introduction to each other, to get to know each other, and actually to show the world that the contact between Russia and North Korea is still possible and still relevant.
That's Yevgeny Baranov reporting for VOA via Skype from Vladivostok. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is running for president. He made the announcement early today in a video message.
The core values of this nation, our standing in the world, our very democracy, everything that has made America, America is at stake. That's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for president of the United States.
AP Sagar Meghani reports President Trump is reacting to Joe Biden's announcement.
The president tweets, "Welcome to the race, Sleepy Joe. I only hope you have the intelligence, long in doubt, to wage a successful primary campaign." The president warns it will be nasty, saying Biden will deal with people who truly have some very sick and demented ideas. He adds, "If you make it, I will see you at the starting gate."
That's AP's Sagar Meghani. Tropical Cyclone Kenneth, a powerful storm brewing in the Indian Ocean, is expected to strengthen as it heads towards the East African coast, and it is expected to make landfall between Mozambique and Tanzania. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States and China are striking a positive tone ahead of next week's talks in Beijing aimed at ending a trade war as both countries work toward a trade deal. Washington and Beijing have held several rounds of talks this year to resolve a trade war that began last year. Next week, two senior American officials travel to Beijing to resume trade negotiations. And the following week, a Chinese delegation comes to Washington for additional talks. In Beijing, Chinese officials say tangible progress has been achieved on trade with the U.S. U.S. President Donald Trump is threatening to proactively take his case to the Supreme Court if the House of Representatives considers impeaching him. Since the redacted report by Special Counsel Robert Mueller was released, Democrats who control the House have been debating whether to commence impeachment proceedings against the president. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is urging caution, although some members of her party worry Democrats will pay a political cost with liberal voters if they do not begin impeachment. The Mueller's report concluded that Russia engaged in sweeping and systematic interference in the 2016 U.S. election to help Donald Trump become president. But a new account says the issue is still too sensitive to discuss in front of the president as it relates to what Moscow might do when he runs for re-election in 2020. AP's Mike Rossia reports.
Former Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen took it on herself to formulate cyber and election security strategy after being advised to avoid the topic in meetings with President Donald Trump. That's according to two people familiar with the matter who spoke on condition of anonymity. The guidance came from Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, who wanted to keep White House meetings concentrated on the president's top political agenda, border security. But Nielsen convened classified meetings on cyber and election security with agency heads, and there were cross-government strategy sessions with FBI, Justice Department, and intelligence officials. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United Nations says more Afghan civilians were killed by U.S. and Afghan government forces than by the Taliban and other insurgents. In a report, the U.N. says in the first 3 months of 2019, pro-government forces caused 305 deaths and 303 injuries among civilians, while insurgent groups killed 227 civilians and injured 736. The United Nations has evacuated about just over 300 Libyan refugees from a government-run detention center in Tripoli after some were allegedly attacked for protesting bad conditions. 12 people were sent to a hospital. Fighting between rival groups in Libya has made living in and near the capital extremely hazardous for civilians. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, all the hits.